We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. I'm Jack Smith, ahead of the finale of the first half and game seven of our series this week against the Arkansas Travelers. Joined by the assistant general manager of the Frisco Rough Riders, Ross Lanford. Ross, thanks for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Is it crazy to you, as it is to me, that this is the end of the first half, that we're already there?
Yeah, it moves really quick. You know, once you have that first pitch back in April, you wouldn't think that you're already here, end of June, approaching 4th of July. So it's wild that the first half is wrapping up.
How much have you enjoyed this first half and some of the stuff that's gone on at Rough Rider Games?
Yeah, no, it's been fun. The fans have turned out in this first half. Obviously, the team has been playing really well. Clinched, and they definitely celebrated a few days ago, but it was fun to see. We've had a lot of fun times, fun promotions in this first half, but we're excited to get the second half going.
What does a clinch mean for this franchise? Just the fact that the team has been good and that there's playoff baseball on the horizon too?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great to clinch in the first half. That means you actually have time to plan for the playoffs, get the word out to our fans, and get that support that they will need for a playoff push come September.
Talking with Ross Lanford, the assistant general manager of the Rough Riders here on the Cacique pregame show, what would be your pitch to fans who are thinking about buying playoff tickets? Because they are on sale, right?
Yeah, no, they're on sale, so come out. Please purchase. They actually went on sale this past week. Single game tickets are on sale. You have opportunities to purchase playoff passes for all the games that will be played out here. We even got our suites and hospitalities and other opportunities to come out as well. So everything's on sale. Please come out.
How would you describe the playoff atmosphere of a game at Riders Field?
When you win the first half, it's big, because if you clinch in the second half, it's those last minute turnarounds that are tough. But when you have this much time to plan and put some effort into it and get the word out to fans, also when you have first game Thursday night and potential Friday night, that definitely helps with our fans. So it's definitely excited that we get to play more baseball.
One of the cool things of the first half has been all of the different rehabbers from the Rangers, including another one today in Jordan Montgomery. Have you ever seen this many rehabbers come in one half? And how cool was it specifically to have Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford here for a couple of games together?
Yeah, no, I can't remember from a first half standpoint. And also when you mentioned Seager and Langford together, that was definitely a blessing and a great surprise. And so I haven't... I'm trying to rack my head. I don't think I've ever seen those two type of a caliber players together here in Frisco. So it's exciting. Excited to see Montgomery come down here and pitch. Obviously, he was a key part to the World Series run a few years ago, and so it's great to see him back here.
Last question for you, Ross. We talk on the broadcast about some of the really cool theme nights that have happened. What's your favorite one, either that's already happened or maybe that might happen in the second half?
Oh, that's a great great question. Obviously, from a kid standpoint, it's happening right now from being a Bluey night that dog kids go crazy for. So I have a 7-year-old who is a big fan too, and so I would say Bluey night. Obviously, the 4th of July weekend is going to be massive for us. We'll be hosting the Frisco Freedom Fest July 4th, which has always been a downtown show for the last, 10, 12, 14 years. So we're lucky enough to be partnering with City of Frisco for the 4th of July. It's always a big night for us, but now it's going to be massive with all the activations outside the ballpark, live music, food vendors, car show. The fireworks show is going to be 20 minutes long, so it's going to be the largest fireworks show that we've ever hosted here. So come out 4th of July.
If you got to pitch a song for a 20-minute long fireworks show that had to be included, what would you pitch?
I would probably start off of, to be honest with you, I know the name of the song. I know the band is America. It's a 10-minute long song. And probably there's people out there yelling at the radio on what the name of the song is. I just know there's a long intro to it, and it's the last 10 minutes. It's a great vibe.
All right, that's the assistant general manager of the Rough Riders, Ross Lanford, on the Cacique pregame show. Ross, thank you for the time.
Hey, thank you.
That'll do it for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. We'll be right back with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups.